Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Cure for All Disease. Now, our natural state of being is complete health, well-being, and 100% unlimited abundance. There is no source of disease or force of darkness or force of evil asserting its will upon anyone. All disease is attracted based on the level of resistance a person has to their natural state of well-being and abundance and resistance to and misalignment with source, with their own source self. Every cell of our bodies is completely aligned to source and to well-being and abundance. And our bodies exist and were created by this amazing alignment and intelligence that our cells have. And our cells exist because of their connection to source. Without your connection to source, you just don't exist. Your body dies. So there is a direct relationship between our physical cells, our physical bodies, and source energy. And if a person stays in alignment with source energy, they experience optimal health, vitality, and longevity, as well as ease and abundance on all levels, including fun and excitement and wealth and etc. But if a person is out of alignment with source and our natural state of well-being, joy, and abundance, our cells do their best to try to maintain health and well-being, but over a long, prolonged period of time, a prolonged period of misalignment because of a person's adopted disconnection from source, I emphasize adopted disconnection from source, and disconnection from our natural state of health, joy, well-being, and abundance, and a misalignment or resistance to their own desires, their bodies start to deteriorate and develop diseases. All diseases are created and attracted because of resistance to our natural unlimited state of well-being and abundance, with no exceptions. There is no such thing as a law of assertion. There is only a law of attraction. No disease has a mind of its own with a nefarious intent to impose its evil will upon you against your will. Nothing and no one can do anything against your will because all is God source. And no part of source can assert itself upon another part of source. We all have free will. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only inclusion is only attraction. Every single experience for everyone and every creature is attracted. And good things are attracted when a person or creature is in alignment with source and thinking and feeling positive-oriented thoughts of joy and well-being and abundance. And bad things, including disease, age, catastrophes, poverty, etc., when a person or creature is out of alignment with source and thinking negative-oriented thoughts of lack and regret and shame and guilt and disappointment and anger and judgment and unworthiness and powerlessness and helplessness and victimhood and not good enough, etc., etc. Basically, thinking anything contrary to unlimited allowance, unconditional love, and unlimited abundance on all levels. Simply put, disease is the disallowing or resistance to our natural state of ease. Hence, dis-ease. Anti-ease, no ease. So the obvious cure for all disease is ease. Disease is the disallowance of well-being and joy and excitement and fun and abundance and passion and love, etc. And all physical disease, all physical illness, is a physical manifestation of chronic, negative, limited-oriented thoughts and therefore chronic, unpleasant, bad-feeling emotions. In other words, bad-feeling thoughts generate a bad-feeling vibration, and the result is bad feeling emotions. And the result of that is of long-term chronic bad feeling emotions is illness and disease. Physical diseases as well as mental diseases. And once a person manifests a disease, they can't run from it or try to kill it off. It doesn't work. It never works because a manifestation such as a tumor, well, you can get someone to cut it out, but you've only gotten rid of the symptom. You haven't gotten rid of the cause. And new tumors will just form somewhere else. It's the classic story of you can't run from yourself. You can move to a new city or a new town and get rid of all your old relationships and burn all your bridges to try to create a new life for yourself. But unless you change your inner relationship with yourself and your own source and with your own thoughts and desires, you're just going to attract the same old shit over and over again, just with different faces and in different places. Well, the same goes for your body. Trying to get rid of manifestations in your body may give you some temporary relief, but unless you get your mind into alignment with your natural state of joy and well-being, well, your illness just comes back in one form or another because you have only tried to get rid of the symptom, not the problem. And the problem is misalignment. The problem is your limited, negative, stinking thinking. The problem is your attitude. Diseases are not the problem. They're just the symptoms of the real disease, which is stinking thinking. Cancer or COVID or beriberi or streptococci inflammation or the countless possible physical ailments that have been labeled and categorized and that people try to keep away and fight against using physical defensive strategies such as vaccinations or even less invasive defensive strategies, again, may provide some temporary mental or physical relief, but ultimately never really work because you can't block your own current. You can't build a defensive line against yourself. You can't build a defensive line to keep bad things away because your attention upon unwanted things attracts more unwanted things to you, which appears to be against your will, but nothing is attracted against your will. Your attention upon bad things attracts what you are focused upon, which is bad things. You can get 1,000 vaccinations against the COVID, but if you keep thinking about and fearing the COVID and complaining about the COVID, and complaining about the governments and the pharmaceutical companies and the medical profession and the vaxxers and the anti-vaxxers and the conspiracies, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's a sure bet you're going to get the COVID. Or, at the very least, you're not going to be having any fun in general. So, this lack of joy will manifest in countless negative ways in your life. Even if they don't manifest as a physical disease, well, they'll manifest in your relationships or your finances or something else. You cannot run from what you fear and what you don't like and don't want because your attention upon unwanted things just attracts more unwanted things to you. Wherever you go, you take yourself with you. Trying to keep bad things away from you is way too big of a job for one thing, which is why entire nations band together to wage wars, but waging war is no fun. It's too hard, doesn't really work, and you just keep getting beat up or maimed or killed in the process. Or you beat up and maim other people. So a much better approach is not to fight against anything, because whatever you fight against comes to you 100-fold. So if you want to be happy, healthy, and wealthy, then I recommend giving up the fight. Stop fighting against anything and everything because it's not helping anyone, especially you. let go of the bogus belief in the lie of assertion and victimhood and powerlessness and conspiracies and judgment, etc., 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 and just mind your own business. Because you're the only one that creates your reality, nobody else. Nobody else can create for you or assert anything upon you. What anyone else is doing is none of your business. And you have no creative control over anyone else anyway. So it's a waste of your energy and your time. And your war against what you hate only makes you hate what you hate follow you wherever you go. The more things you focus on in your life to hate, the more things you will see and attract in life to hate. That's all you'll see is more things to hate, more things to hate. And you'll totally miss all the good stuff. And reciprocally, the more things in life that you focus on to like and love and appreciate, the more things you will see and attract in life to like, love, and appreciate. And then after a while, that's all you will see is wonderful things to like, love, and appreciate. And you won't even see the negative crap. And of course, you won't attract the negative crap. So what is the cure for all disease? Ease, surrender, allowance, joy, fun. Give up the fight. Give up the resistance. Give up your resistance to things you don't like and don't want, and focus on what you do like and do want. Give up the fight against what you hate and focus only on things that you love. Give up your ignorant beliefs in your sinfulness and your unworthiness and your supposed powerlessness, and give up shame and guilt and regret that do not serve you at all. Give up the illusion of victimhood, which does not exist. It is not real. Give up the illusions of limitation and lack, and surrender to your unlimited power that you have to create whatever you want. Give up the idiotic, ludicrous belief in sinfulness and judgment and punishment and unworthiness, and surrender to your awesome divinity. Surrender to your awesomeness. Surrender to your magnificence. Surrender to your immortality. Surrender to your unlimited creative power. Surrender to the fact that the entire universe 100% wants you to be happy and succeed and be rich and be healthy, etc., etc., and be, do, and have whatever you want. And surrender to the fact that judgment is an ignorant, stupid, bogus, ludicrous, false belief, and there is no such thing as a judging force in the universe. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a judging God, and there is no such place as hell. Unless, of course, you'd like to create hell for yourself, which is what a lot of people do on planet Earth. You are your only judge, and the judgments of others are totally meaningless unless you give other people power over you to judge and condemn you, and you believe their judgments. So, you are your own doctor, and you are your own banker, and you are your own coach, and you are your own lover, and you are your own teacher, and you are your own God. No one else can give to you anything or take anything away from you that you do not and will not allow and therefore attract in some vibrational way based on how you're thinking and therefore feeling. And like everything else in life, all disease is attracted. No one catches diseases. They are attracted. Diseases cannot assert themselves upon you. And once you have attracted a disease, the only cure is alignment. Because your misalignment, your dis-ease, your anti-ease is what attracted it. So the cure is ease. The cure is not to get rid of what you have attracted. The cure is to stop attracting it in the first place, and then you'll go back to your natural state of health and well-being. Illness is not your natural state of being. Wellness is your natural state of being. So stop attracting illness, and what will be left is your natural state of wellness. But people try to kill off illness and kill off disease so that somehow they'll be left with wellness. But that is illogical and does not work because their attention and focus upon illness and getting rid of illness just attracts more illness to fight against and try to get rid of. You can't have a happy result from an unhappy journey. So how do some people seem to get better and create wellness when they have done the typical human strategy of trying to kill off the disease? Well, killing off the symptoms of the disease, such as removing tumors or killing cancer cells or replacing damaged tissue with better tissue or replacing organs or injecting, you know, chemicals or taking the pain away, sometimes works because the patient stops fighting against things and starts finally allowing. They start focusing on wellness instead of illness, and so they attract wellness. And they stop focusing on crap in their lives that are meaningless and start focusing on things that are meaningful, such as their lover, their children, their family, etc. In other words, they start to focus on things that make them feel better, such as the people they love, which distracts them from their disease. And it distracts them from their previous pattern of stinking thinking, and basically stinking thinking bad feeling thoughts. So even though it appears that a procedure or an operation or a chemical or a person has healed them, that premise is faulty because there is no such thing as assertion, and no one can impose healing upon another person. No one can heal another person. Only the individual who has the quote-unquote disease heals themselves by getting back to their natural state of joy and abundance and love and health and well-being. No one can assert goodness or badness upon you without allowing it. That is why supposed cures work for some people while nothing seems to work for others. It's not the treatment that is faulty or ineffective. It's the person's thinking that is, you know, receiving that treatment that is faulty and ineffective at providing a state of wellness and alignment with source and in alignment with their positive desires, which is what they want, which is health and well-being. So it doesn't matter how bad the supposed disease that a person has been labeled with supposedly is, or even if a person has been told that they have one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel, it does not matter because any disease and any state of imbalance can be easily turned around, and all it takes is a realignment to source and to health and to well-being. All it takes is a realignment to their natural state of wellness and to who they truly are as source self, so that a person's cells realign back to source, to the natural state of wellness. And then their entire body can now flourish again. So how do I get into that alignment with my inner source self so that I can have health and money and abundance and wealth and good relationships and anything else that I want? How do I get into alignment with health and well-being? And what do I do when I've got a disease? How do I get back to my natural state of wellness? Well, the shorter answer is put your parachute on before you jump. In other words, get into alignment and stay into in alignment so that you don't attract diseases in the first place. And all you create is goodness, joy, wellness, vitality, and prosperity. But even if you forgot to put your parachute on and you jumped out of the plane, jumped into life without getting into vibrational alignment with your source and with your desires, and maybe you got so out of alignment that you developed physical problems or a disease or mental problems or relationship problems or self-worth problems or financial problems or gambling problems or mental problems. It doesn't matter because wellness and joy and love and prosperity and creativity are your natural states of being. So your course of action is just surrender. Stop fighting against what you don't like and surrender to your natural being and prosperity. Surrender to ease. Stop fighting. Stop the resistance and prepave your way every day by putting on your parachute every morning, by spending an hour a day in your hour of power meditating and doing affirmations and visualizations and other alignment type processes, such as the ones that I teach and Abraham teaches and a lot, and affirmation teachers teach and so forth and law of attraction teachers teach, so that you can descend gently into the world rather than crashing into it. And in that regard, I highly recommend my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals audio and video series that you can get for yourself at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. And of course, I'll have a link in this post or in this YouTube video. So, by dedicating an hour or minimum of 30 minutes every day just for your alignment to who and what you truly are as Source, as the unlimited, all-powerful manifester and creator of reality that you truly are, and alignment to your desires so that you're not fighting your own desires and not resisting your own dreams, you start creating a magically abundant and joyful day every single day, which builds for you the power of momentum. And a magically abundant and joyful life. And it naturally builds for you a healthy physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life. And the magic key is, again, ease. And his sister, allowance. And their cousins, surrender and inspiration. You don't get what you want by fighting and sacrificing and proving your worth and resistance and judgment. You get what you want by allowing the infinite nature of the universe to give you whatever you ask for completely, unconditionally. Did you get that? Unconditionally. No conditions attached. That means you can have whatever you want without any conditions at all. Doesn't matter what you do, positively or negative, you can get what you want. That means you don't have to prove your worth or that you have... prove that you have struggled enough to prove you that you deserve to get what you want or that you've worked hard or sacrificed. That means you don't have to justify your desires or your manifestations or justify anything about you to anyone to get what you want. That means you don't have to do anything to get what you want. Did you get that? You don't have to do anything to get what you want. You don't have to work hard and struggle and sacrifice and prove your worth, etc., 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 to get what you want. All you have to do is ask and then receive. All you have to do is ask and then allow the blessings to come to you in miraculous ways. Just ask and then allow and believe and then just receive. It's not ask and prove your worth and struggle and work hard and sacrifice, etc., etc., to get what you want. It's just ask and receive. Just surrender. Remember, the cure for all disease is ease. And the cure for all diseases, such as poverty and lack of money and lack of self-worth and lack of love and lack of relationship and lack of power and lack of fun, etc., 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 is ease. Be easy about life because nothing serious is going on down here. Your immortality is not dependent upon anything you say, believe, think, or do. And no one needs saving. There's not anything wrong with you or anyone. There is only infinite well-being and abundance and the option to block yourself off from infinite well-being and abundance if you choose. And no one is judging your every move. Nobody's even paying attention. So there's no one to prove anything to. You're only here for the joy and fun of creation. No other reason. You're just here for the fun of it. You're just here for the joy of it. So just be easy about life and pay no attention to the obstacles of unwanted things or on the journey of creation. Just appreciate this contrast of unwanted things for the clarity that they give you about what you want, because you're never more clear about what you want than when you know what you don't want. And then just focus on what you want, and then you will be, do, and have anything and everything you desire, and you'll have fun on the adventure towards your desires, and all your dreams will come true. And most of all, you will have fun, which is the only reason you came to planet Earth in the first place, and the only reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. And ease is the key. So follow the divine guidance of the eagles and take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at ZaKyron.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel. My name is ZaKyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. So thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!